shaping the future of SDC's bachelor programs through passion and dedication. Texas Border Business, by Celine Rodriguez. Not long ago, South Texas College faculty member Laura Garcia fulfilled a lifelong dream of transitioning from staff to educator, and in only 1 year as a full-time instructor, her unwavering dedication to student success is being recognized. Garcia was recently honored with the Excellence Award from the National Institute for Staff and Organizational Development, NISOD, for her performance as an instructor and her outstanding contributions to SDC's bachelor's degree program in operations management. "My motivation has always been to excel for both my students and the institution," she said. "But my focus remains on the students. It's all about them and helping them be their best." Even though Garcia recently celebrated her first anniversary as a full-time faculty member, she has dedicated almost 20 years of her career to higher education. Raised in Laredo as the daughter of a university professor, she developed a deep appreciation for education from an early age. However, she initially followed in her mother's footsteps in accounting, earning a bachelor's and master's degree in business administration, along with a master of accountancy, all from Texas A&M International University, TAMIU. "Having been a student myself for many years, I understand how challenging it can be," she said. "I was fortunate enough to be helped many times throughout my journey, and I believe that's where my dedication comes from. I want to do the same for my students." After only a few months working at a local accounting firm, Garcia was offered an accounting position at Laredo College, LC, which ignited her passion for education and set her on a new career path. "That's truly where it all began," she shared. "It was there that I discovered the meaningful impact of education and the deep connections it creates within the community. That's all I wanted to do ever since." Upon relocating to the Rio Grande Valley in 2013, she promptly pursued career opportunities and was swiftly hired into the Human Resources Department at STC. "Nobody knew it, but while working at LC, I always aspired to be a teacher," she shared. "I was hesitant to pursue this goal because I didn't feel fully prepared. Growing up, I was inspired by my dad's teaching, and with so many educators in my family, it was a role I deeply wanted to embrace. It was something I truly longed to be a part of." She ultimately fulfilled her dream by becoming an adjunct instructor in 2019 and fully transitioned to her role as a faculty member in the spring of 2023, where she is now wholeheartedly committed to SDC's bachelor's program in operations management. "This is, in my opinion, the most comprehensive program in business administration," Garcia explained. "It includes fundamental courses crucial for decision-making in business, finance, and legal matters. This program will set the stage and thoroughly prepare students in these areas." She said seeing students graduate and staying in touch as they advance in their education are the most rewarding aspects of her job, often going the extra mile to help the community discover the opportunities offered by SDC's bachelor's programs. "We have a fantastic program, and it's important for students to be aware of it," she said. "This fall, we're introducing new certifications, such as project management, and partnering with international students for collaborative business projects. Additionally, we aim to provide opportunities for students to contribute to the community by collaborating with organizations that support new business ventures." Garcia is set to embark on her doctoral degree in business administration with a concentration in organizational leadership this fall, eager to continue making a meaningful contribution to SDC's legacy. "I'm incredibly grateful to STC for the opportunity to grow from a staff position to faculty," she said. "I'm deeply humbled and honored to receive this award. The support and opportunities I've received from this college leave me truly speechless."